It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Would you be able to name the governors of the 49 states that are not Illinois? Most people would say no, though maybe you could get a few. California's Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis of Florida, Greg Abbott in Texas, and Tim Walz in Minnesota. Now, do you think Americans in the 49 other states would be able to name the governor of Illinois? And has that number gone up in the last year? If it seems like the governor has been everywhere in 2025, it's not your imagination. New reporting from Capital News Illinois shows the governor is shifting from talking with local media outlets in favor of social media influencers and national outlets. The piece on this is headlined, Needling Trump as 2028 Looms, Inside Pritzker's All of the Above Media Strategy. Joining us now to talk more about this is one of the reporters behind the story, Ben Zielinski, covers state government and politics for Capital News Illinois. Ben, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, in order to make our schedules work, we taped this conversation on Thursday, but you can let us know what you think. Our voicemail line is 217-300-2121. Where do you think Governor Pritzker's focus should be? And what do you think of his growing national presence? You think he's running for president? 217-300-2121. All right, Ben, big picture, beyond what I set up in the introduction there, how has the governor's media presence shifted over time?
Yeah, it's been super interesting to watch, especially in 2025, because it's almost like a switch flipped when Donald Trump became president last January. And you know, we'd kind of seen this habit from the governor where he was growing his national profile. You know, there was some rumors for a while now dating back to early 2024 that, you know, maybe he was interested in running for president or something like that at some point. But when Donald Trump took over, the governor adopted a pretty clear strategy that he needs to be the national voice for Democrats. He needs to be out there on TV, in the newspapers, all across the country, getting his voice and his perspective out about everything that the Trump administration is doing. So it kind of has a almost like a twofold purpose where, you know, he's out here trying to promote, you know, maybe his own name if he's interested in running for president. But more so, if you talk to the governor about this and the people close to him, his strategy really is based on getting Donald Trump's attention. And that's been the big focus of basically all of 2025. And another way he's really done this is by using influencers on social media and being on more podcasts because, you know, honestly, sometimes, Brian, you and I are kind of, you know, not really the best way that people receive their news. They're getting it on social media. And I think the governor has kind of realized that and has made that a major part of how he interacts with the American public.
That hurts my feelings, Ben, but it hurts my feelings because it's true. So say more about these podcasters and influencers. Who are they in particular?
Yeah, that's a good question because so many of these people are folks that, you know, I don't even know because that's not where I get my news. I don't really follow a lot of these social media influencers. But, you know, when we've seen the governor's team send some of this stuff out and whatnot, a lot of them aren't really politically focused social media influencers. They talk more about small businesses in Chicago. They're people who have entire TikTok accounts dedicated to the food scene in the city. And they'll bring on J.B. Pritzker to talk about, you know, a small business that he really wants to highlight. So he really deployed this strategy a lot when the ICE raids first started back in September in the Chicago area. And he would go to a lot of these Hispanic businesses and in these communities where Homeland Security was most present. He would go to these businesses and show that, hey, Chicago is not a scary place. It's perfectly safe to go walk down the street here, go to an immigrant run business, and they provide really great service. So he really used a lot of influencers to kind of make that point. On the podcast front, he's really kind of stayed in, you know, some of the most popular, I think, liberal leaning podcasts. He's been on Jon Stewart, the former host of The Daily Show. He's been on a number of other left leaning podcasts that get a lot of attention on that side of the aisle. So he's really building up a lot of name recognition, I think, in that lane as well.
And it's not just podcasters and influencers, though. He's also going on national programs, including MS Now, not MSNBC anymore, a dozen times.
Yeah, and I think as probably everyone's well aware, that's probably the most liberal-leaning news network that you can get on cable television, at least. And it's a safe space, I think, for the governor. He goes out, he talks to an audience that largely agrees with him, news anchors who largely agree with him. Jen Psaki, the former Biden White House press secretary, was certainly one of his favorite people that he's been on her show with on MSNBC, now MS Now. I think it kind of just shows that the governor is trying to get a message out and really, sure, the president can be part of the target audience, but I think he also has a target audience of Democrats around the country. He wants to show folks what is happening here in Illinois because of whatever the Trump administration is doing to the state on that day of the week. And I think he wants those Democrats to remember his name and remember how he is fighting for Democrats here in Illinois against the Trump administration.
So you touched on this ever so briefly, but this isn't the first time that Pritzker has used a national media strategy to bring attention to Illinois. Tell me about the pandemic.
Yeah, so he did this kind of exact same thing with a big national media blitz in the first months of the pandemic. March through May of 2020 was, I think, the first time we really saw J.B. Pritzker actually get on the national stage for the first time. He was always on one of those Sunday morning cable news talk shows. He was constantly doing various interviews about whatever was going on in the pandemic. And really, what his team told us is that was really designed to get the president's attention. And a story that we've heard the governor tell a number of times in the last couple of years is, the state needed medical supplies really badly. There was that huge shortage at the beginning of the pandemic. And the governor had some conversations with President Trump and other top advisors in the president's administration at the time. And, they realized that J.B. Pritzker was somebody who was on TV getting a lot of recognition. And the Trump administration actually told J.B. Pritzker that they want him to go on some sort of national cable news show and praise Donald Trump's pandemic response in order to receive the supplies. So obviously, the governor did not do that, and the state did not get the supplies as a result of that. But it really showed how the governor was definitely getting the president's attention. And so that's the same strategy he's using here in 2025 and now 2026 to get Donald Trump's attention, because we all know that Donald Trump consumes an insane amount of news every day. So he thinks that by doing this, constant national media blitz, his voice is getting to Donald Trump, even though those two never speak. And Donald Trump is maybe thinking a little bit more about the state of Illinois just because of J.B. Pritzker. But certainly seems like Donald Trump has also placed us in the crosshairs because, he and J.B. Pritzker have this ongoing feud.
It's interesting you say how much news the president consumes, but it is friendly news from his side of the aisle, right? And we have seen, and the article gets into this a little, the president is consuming Fox News. Maybe that's about it. I don't know exactly, but Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has gone on Sean Hannity, a big Fox News show. He's talked to Steve Bannon, one of the president's former advisors. Pritzker is staying in friendlier spaces. Yeah. Can you contrast that approach?
Yeah, it's certainly really interesting because we did see J.B. Pritzker go on Fox News twice in 2025, and both times it seemed like the president was watching because there would be some criticism that would follow up, or Pritzker was on Fox News to follow up on something Donald Trump did. But he's been living in this safe space, and I think what folks were telling me is that, this is likely a political calculation on the governor's part, that he's trying to stay, speaking to his audience. That's why he goes on MSNBC and talks to a more liberal audience. He wants to build up, if he's going to run for president, he wants to build up that support on that side of the aisle because he needs to make it through that primary. Gavin Newsom, on the other hand, has got, he, I guess, is making the political calculation that, he can look over to the right side of the aisle and maybe bring in some people who are on the Republican side who don't necessarily like Donald Trump. And, that's where we've seen a couple differences come up with Pritzker and Newsom this year, such as on, transgender issues is something that came out several months ago. So, it's certainly an interesting strategy, and I guess kind of, a prospective 2028 candidate's preference, I guess, in how they build up their name.
Let me remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're talking about how Governor J.B. Pritzker's media presence has shifted in the past couple of years, especially looking back at 2025. The governor mostly talked with national media outlets and friendly social media influencers, which is a departure from how his media strategy was when he first took on the governorship in 2019. All this was covered by Capital News Illinois in a story co-authored by Ben Zielinski, who's a State House reporter with them. We taped this conversation ahead of time, so we're not taking calls today, but you can let us know what you thought. Our email address is talk@21stshow.org. So obviously we have, as local reporters in Illinois, have an interest in trying to speak with the governor. We were actually scheduled to talk with him. I had asked for an hour in December, a full show with him. They came back and said, well, he can do a half hour. And then I think the night before or shortly before it was going to go, they said, you know what? He only has 15 minutes. And I said, no, thanks. Because, like, frankly, you know, our brand, so to speak, is in-depth conversations. And I didn't think 15 minutes, you know, that may be fine if you're, you know, talking about restaurants in Chicago or Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, but you can't really get in depth. So I wonder how, you know, how have you seen that as a member of the State House Press Corps, Capital News Illinois, in terms of access to the governor this year?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. And I think, you know, it kind of comes on two fronts in that, you know, J.B. Pritzker does hold a lot of press conferences and he takes questions virtually every single time he holds a public event that we're invited to. So on one hand, I really do think we actually have very good access on a kind of a regular basis to ask him questions. When it comes to getting interviews with him, though, that is certainly harder. I can certainly tell you we at Capital News Illinois have run into, you know, similar issues of trying to, you know, get an interview with the governor that hasn't really panned out. So I think, you know, the governor's team will certainly push back on what I'd have to say. And they would say, well, the governor is constantly in front of your local TV cameras. He takes questions at every single event. He is always accessible to the local media, the State House Press Corps. But, you know, there are some noticeable moments where a podcaster does get 1 hour of the governor's time. And, you know, he's been able to fly out to Los Angeles to be on Jimmy Kimmel, for example. So, you know, they're certainly picking and choosing what they want. And, you know, they'll tell you that the local media remains a priority, but, you know, half of his interviews in the past year were with national outlets, which is a major, major, major increase outside of every other year, except for 2020, honestly. You know, even 2024, it doesn't seem like the governor did this many media appearances with national outlets. And that was the year we held the Democrat convention in Chicago. So, you know, there's certainly a noticeable shift, I think, in just, you know, how they allocate their time. I know they're certainly getting a ton of requests like yours and ours. So, you know, I think they, at the end of the day, have to decide what is the best way to get their message out. You know, what audience do they want to speak to? And that's kind of how they make some of these decisions.
You know, we're coming to the end of our time. A lot of politicians have their own media properties. They're not even relying on others to get their message out. They're trying to do it themselves. Governor Gavin Newsom of California and Ted Cruz, Senator of Texas, have their own podcasts. President Trump, of course, has a social media network all to himself. You ever think we're going to get a Pritzker pod before the end of the year?
That's a really good question. This, I've been wondering that too, just because, you know, Gavin Newsom's podcast is actually rather popular, I think, in a lot of political circles. So I don't know, because I don't really see J.B. Pritzker being a big, you know, the kind of guy who would want to host a podcast. But I guess you never know. If, you know, he seems to be open and willing to adjust to the media landscape and find a way to get his voice into that conversation. And I think, you know, if he ever felt that was maybe the best way to do it, he would consider it. But I also do think he is actually very focused on governing. You know, he's doing a lot of this national media blitz and whatnot, but, you know, he certainly does a lot of stuff on the state side as well. You know, I do look at his calendar every month when I receive it through Freedom of Information requests, and he has a lot of stuff on his plate that he is attending to every day. So I don't know if he would want to add a podcast to that list of duties as well.
All right. Well, Ben Zielinski, the article is a good read. I recommend it. We'll have a link to it on our website, 21stshow.org. The headline, if you want to Google it yourself, Needling Trump as 2028 Looms, Inside Pritzker's All of the Above Media Strategy. Ben, thanks for coming on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
That is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up on Monday, nonviolence was key to Martin Luther King's conception of politics, following the example of Gandhi. But even before his assassination, activists were rejecting parts of that philosophy. We'll talk about how both Gandhi and King approached the subject of nonviolence and whether it's still relevant today. That is coming up Monday, Martin Luther King Day, on The 21st Show, which is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.